And then like yellow, a violet where you are. Red,
Robert Rehm is getting ready to paint with a little help from his friends.
You want me to pour into a square?
There is a large white rectangular canvas taped to the floor of the stage at Jumpstart Performance Space. Three small pools of paint are poured into different corners of the canvas, bright red, yellow, and blue. Then Rehm gets to work painting, using his breath-controlled electric wheelchair. Carefully and deliberately, he rolls over the puddles of paint, and using his wheels as a brush, he tracks paint across the canvas. At first, the tracks look just like you'd expect, but after about 20 minutes of Rehm's purposeful rolling back and forth into paint, the textures develop, and something new takes form.
It's like ice skating with color in my chair, and I have a sip and puff chair, which allows me to control my movements in the chair by breath. It's really quite fun.
54-year-old Rehm is a quadriplegic, paralyzed from the neck down. He needs a respirator in order to breathe. It was about 2 years ago that Rehm suffered the accident that put him in that chair. He was a drama teacher at Thomas Jefferson High School. While directing a play, he tripped and fell from the stage 5 feet into the orchestra pit. The fall severed his spinal cord, and his active brain could no longer send messages to his limbs. But Rehm wasn't going to let that prevent him from creating art. And it's not just limited to his abstract wheel paintings. Rehm also creates paintings where he holds a special brush in his mouth, and he paints large iconic images on canvas using stencils that he designs on a computer, and then he paints over the stencils with his chair. These stencil paintings are anti-war in nature. Rehm wants to use his art to promote global peace and the struggle for human rights. And that's not all Rehm does. He is still active in the theater.
Since my accident, I've directed shows. I've done set designs on computers. And as far as scripting, no, I haven't actually written scripts, but I plan to in the future.
But of course, Rehm couldn't do it alone. He has full-time nurses who help with his medical and artistic needs, and he has his old friend, Raquel Beechner. Beechner, who is also a local artist, has become Rehm's arms and legs.
And I know that's hard for some people to say, well, no, you're doing it, so it's your work. It's not. It's his design. I would have never come up with this configuration. I would never have come up with this idea. Just never. I do different work. But obviously I'm an artist because I can handle the media, and then I give it life for Robert.
Beechner says she is constantly amazed by Rehm's energy, artistic vision, and positive attitude. She says Rehm isn't only working with the local arts community, but he's also become a force in his downtown neighborhood.
Last night he had a punch and pie 4th of July at party at his house, and it was a talent contest. For Easter, he blocks the entire street of his home. Completely. The police, the city cooperates. He blocks the street, has a parade, Easter parade for the community. This year, he raised money for a neighbor down the street whose house burned down.
Beechner says Rehm's energetic efforts do have a cost. He ends up with a body covered with slow-healing bruises, sores, and other abrasions.
His health is being compromised right now, as we speak. That man should be in bed right now. So from what the nurses have told me, he's pretty good about once this event is over, the show must go on concept, once this is over, this man will probably have to spend 2 to 3 weeks having his wounds heal.
And while Rehm's activities and attitude marvel all, they also all inspire his own mother, Lorraine Rehm.
He'll never give up and never feel sorry for himself. You know, some people who just quit, not Robert. He'll just keep going.
Robert understands that he's being seen as an object of wonder by some. However, he's also trying to show them something more, the man and the mind that remain and refuses to be silent. Also, he appreciates that in the process of doing what he wants to do, he is inspiring others.
Right after I had my accident, I'm thinking I had several things went through my mind, and you know, one of the thoughts was, what else can I do but inspire people? I think, sort of that's my mission. If I can inspire somebody, that's probably the greatest gift I can give to humanity.
Robert Rehm will demonstrate his painting process tonight at Jumpstart at 6 p.m. and his paintings are there also on exhibit. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.